Puppy Grizzeffy, man's best friend, my best friend. Oh, my bongo B, my bongo Z, these playfully silly little pet names, they tell so truly of the bond between us. Yea, there is an intertwining of destinies between my bongo and I, which it would be very, very hard indeed for man or beast to sever, ah hey. Yes, our comradeship is all the more strongly forged now that I've read how Kerwood's main character, in The Honor of the Big Snows, chose the one-eyed puppy from amongst more perfectly normal littermates, bestowing upon this poor, unfortunate creature the honor of lead sled dog, ah hey. Yea, echoing how my seven-year-old son and I picked out the one with an opaque red bubble on the right side of his head where an eye should have been for young Joey's Christmas puppy. And it's been over 10 years now since that Christmas. Ah, fateful Christmas. Ah, the Christmas puppy which my father had never given to me. The Christmas puppy which I was left with when the evil St. Lawrence County Family Court stole my 8-year-old son from me, yea, leaving me with the eerie conviction that when I lost my son, his young spirit went into our bongo. Ah, hey. Oh, my bongo, my ratty of wild ratties. Oh, Grizzeffy, my sweet. Yes, now that I've marveled at this magical echo from elder brother Kerwood's magical, magical northern wilds, the destinies of my bongo and I are more inseparably interwoven than ever. Oh, solitude, where is thy sting? Basking in the forest companionship of man's best friend, my best friend and camping comrade, loneliness is banished from our lone campfire, and all the tall black spruce crowding round said, ah, hey.